I've read your story. I have heard it from other people. I would love to just hear briefly your story of ministry and, you know, over the years and how you have become known to people through your books. Could you share
that? Yeah, I went to a Bible college and seminary, and a few of us started together a church in 1977, Good Shepherd Community Church, actually located, believe it or not, in Boring, Oregon. That church just took off and by Oregon standards became a very large church in a very short period of time. That was wonderful. That was beautiful. Nancy and I had gone to Bible college together. Now I was finishing up seminary. We started this church. And as time went on, we became more and more interested in pro-life related issues. And we just had a heart for not only unborn babies, but for women in unwanted pregnancies. And so we wanted to offer them alternatives, got involved with what were then called crisis pregnancy centers, pregnancy resource centers. They're called different things now. And actually was on the board of the original one in the Pacific Northwest, Pregnancy Resource Center. And it was my job to convince pastors that this is a ministry worth hearing about and worth having your people support. So we did that. And then after a while, just felt really led of the Lord to do more than I was doing. And we made the very difficult decision and this was a time where I had written just a few books, but we made the really difficult decision to, for me to do peaceful, nonviolent civil disobedience at abortion clinics. Got arrested for that seven times in 1 year. Lawsuits were brought against the group of us who did that. I had gotten permission from the elders of my church to do that. But it's still, some of them didn't agree with it, which I understood. But they said, hey, if this is your conviction from the Lord, and it was, you need to do what you believe is right. And so we did, but it ultimately resulted in me having to resign as a pastor to protect the church from lawsuits, because the lawsuits against me were one thing, but I didn't feel the liberty to jeopardize the church. So they came to garnish my wages, but the church paid me what they owed me. And then suddenly, let's see, what was that, 1990, I had to resign as a pastor, as a, what would I have been, 36-year-old. I would have, if you would have asked me, what are you going to be doing the rest of your life? I would have said, being a pastor and probably being a pastor at this church, as far as I knew. Mm-hmm. And suddenly that was all gone. Wow. And furthermore, in order to keep the wages being garnished from going to abortion clinics, I had to make no more than minimum wage, because by Oregon law, minimum wage is not garnishable. So that's what happened. And so for the next 20 years, I made minimum wage, but Nancy also worked for our ministry. And we did fine. The ministry provided us with a car at one time, two cars, one for her, one for me, used cars that people had donated. And we did fine, but now I had to come up with something else. What am I going to do? We know for sure I can only be paid minimum wage, but what is it going to be? And we decided to start Eternal Perspective Ministries, and we named it that because of the verses in 2 Corinthians 4 that talk about not looking at the things which are seen, mm-hmm. but the things which are unseen. But the things that are seen are temporary, but the things which are unseen are eternal. And these light and momentary afflictions are producing in us an eternal weight of glory that far outweighs them all. All these scriptures that had to do with the truths about eternity and having an eternal perspective were so central in our lives that we just felt, well, let's call it that, even not knowing exactly what it will look like. We started Eternal Perspective Ministries, and God laid on our hearts not only the pro-life issue, but world missions. We committed to give 100% of the royalties from my books to missions and pro-life work, which is its own missionary endeavor. And that has been true ever since. Not a dime goes to us, we just give it away to God's kingdom. And that has been one of the greatest joys and privileges of our lives.